If one of your New Year's resolutions is to get to the gym more often, you might find this interesting. There's a study that Dr. Dworkin is going to discuss with us that says workplace fitness, a gym at your workplace, is paying off for the employer. Good morning.
Well, morning, Steve. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, Doc. What do you find in this?
Well, this report actually cites sort of nebulous studies, so they don't really say what studies they're talking about. What they're claiming in this CTV report is that there are some companies that have instituted exercise programs or optional exercise programs available on site, and that the claim is that the employees are finding this much more helpful for them, and that the end result of doing this is that they're more productive, they're happy, they're healthier and more productive. And no one is denying that exercise has that ability to do that, regular exercise that you enjoy doing, not just for the sake of doing it, but that you like to do a particular type of exercise. I mean, that's been well established. People that exercise regularly tend to be happier, less depressed, more fit, more productive in their lives, and function much better and thwart off a lot of illnesses that we've talked about in the past. And then they cite percentages that, in this case, this is a particular company called SAS Canada, said that their bottom line is that they have a lower turnover rate, that they're currently at 4-5% turnover and the industry standard is 22%. And that, again, may be attributable to the exercise programs. But I would imagine, just as you would, Steve, that you'd have questions as well, just to be complete, about whether this has to do with a better administration as well, a better physical layout of the place, whether the coworkers are pleasant, what the workload is the same when they're comparing companies, and their staffing numbers are adequate to cover the workload, and how much control the employee has over their work environment. I would imagine those are questions you would have as well.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I think the notion that people want to get involved in fitness activities and would appreciate some opportunity during their workday seems to be the ideal solution. You know, we're going to put a fitness room in whatever building we're in, or put in a gym of some description in the building. But there are going to be some employees who say, wait a minute, that guy's doing it during his work hours. I don't have that ability because my workload is heavier than his. And it can lead to some internal squabbling. But if you make it clear that it's on your own time, it might be locally available to you at your workplace, but it's on your own time, I think it answers that question quite effectively.
Right. And again, the bottom line for the company is, are the employees happier and more productive? And if their endpoint, if they find that they're finding that when they institute this policy that they're getting better results, all more power to them. I mean, that's fine. There's certainly, again, you can't complain that their exercise is a bad thing. It's a good thing for you. It's just a matter of how you institute that in the workplace and maintain your productivity.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Steve.